Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for our consideration this morning comes from the 50th chapter of Genesis, where again we hear, beginning at verse 18, Joseph's brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. This is God's word. Remember how his brothers sold Joseph when he was young? Well, the brothers remembered it too. They were afraid of revenge after their father Jacob died. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for the wrong which we did to him?" So they sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father charged before he died, saying, 'Thus you shall say to Joseph, please forgive, I beg you, the transgression of your brothers and their sin, for they did you wrong. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father.' And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also came and fell down before him and said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' But Joseph said to them, 'Do not be afraid. For am I in God's place? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. So therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones.' So he comforted them and spoke kindly to them." The brothers of Joseph had lived with what they did to him for all those years. To refresh, they sold him into slavery at a young age, which brought Joseph to Egypt, where he now reigned with Pharaoh. Joseph seemed to have forgiven them, but they didn't understand his attitude. And to be candid, we might not either. A poet named Heinrich Heine once wrote, "My nature is the most peaceful in the world. All I ask is a simple cottage, a decent bed, good food, some flowers in front of my window, and a few trees beside my door. Then, if God wanted to make me completely happy, he would let me enjoy the spectacle of 6 or 7 of my enemies dangling from those trees." I would forgive them all the wrongs they've done me. Forgive them from the bottom of my heart, for we must forgive our enemies, but not until they're hanged. Now that we understand. But not someone like Joseph. I mean, we get it. We like it when we are the ones being forgiven. But to turn around and release forgiveness to someone who has gossiped about you, or actually taken steps to make your life worse? Someone who's done things that are the equivalent of throwing you into a well, like Joseph's brothers did to him? Well, that's hard to take. Forgiveness isn't easy. Sometimes it's the most difficult thing in the world. How was Joseph able to find the resources to forgive? In his case, I think it comes down to this. Joseph had gained an understanding that God was in control, and it was God who had led him on this path. The brothers couldn't link the pieces together, but Joseph did. They're planning to kill him in the first place, and then later deciding to sell him into slavery was a sin. It was horrible. No question. But this action resulted in many lives being saved in Egypt. It got Joseph where he needed to be and enabled him to rise through the ranks of government on the strength of his God-given abilities. Using those gifts, Joseph ensured that the country was well stocked when famine hit, and was so well supplied that they could even help others who were in need. And it also brought about reconciliation for his own family in the lives of his father and brothers. Maybe there are some ways you can relate to Joseph. Have you ever been wronged? I mean, really wronged? At those times, it can be almost impossible to see God's work in progress. But with the passage of time, you then look back and realize that the circumstance that you found yourself in, through not much fault of your own, was exactly where you needed to be at that time in your life. And holding God's hand in faith, you're moved to say, along with Joseph, God meant it for good. God uses these things to educate us, to humble us, to strengthen us. We need bumps in the road from time to time to bring us closer to God. Joseph's brothers found it difficult to believe that he could actually forgive them for their horrendous act, but he did. A terrible act of betrayal was forgiven, and their needs were graciously met. It is a beautiful picture of mercy. It perfectly illustrates what's going on through the entire story of Scripture, because God does the same for us. For you and for me. But please take this to heart. Forgiveness is never easy, and it is always costly. Even for God. Maybe especially for God. Because when I am called to forgive, what's the price that I have to pay? Well, I have to pay by letting go of a need to see my enemies hang. I have to let go of what I think I am owed. And it's hard. But I don't have to die in order to forgive. Jesus did. Do you understand? Jesus didn't have to just swallow his pride. He had to swallow the poison of human sin. All of it poured into him. It became his. It was so lethal. He didn't stand a chance. And unless you believe that your sins were a part of that poisonous brew, the deep forgiveness that Jesus offers will escape you. Or to say it a different way, for the good news of Jesus to have an emotional impact on you, you have to believe that you have done and thought and said things at least as bad as Joseph's brothers. If you say in your heart of hearts, well, I've never done anything that bad, then the costly price of Jesus' death is just a plot point to you. Just part of a story. No wonder you have a problem forgiving other people if that's the case. But if your gut is telling you that you've done damage to other people, you've hurt them in ways that troubles your conscience, the good news of Jesus' costly crucifixion is beautiful. It's music. It's unexpected. The gospel always has a surprising ring to it. Because God has us dead to rights, and if He gave us what we deserve, we would receive misery upon misery for the pain that we've caused. But all that misery was poured into Jesus on the cross, and He paid for it there. So now the King can come out to you and throw His arms around you with happy tears, and promise to provide for you and yours. This means that you have an infinitely better resource for forgiveness than even Joseph had. You see, you live on the other side of Jesus' cross. And what's more, this Jesus has joined Himself to you by baptism and faith. There are times where you may not feel that you have it in you to forgive. And you may be right. But Jesus does. His death and resurrection ensures that He does. So sometimes being a follower of Jesus simply means we defer to Him, we get out of His way, we let Jesus be the one who offers forgiveness through us. All I can say is that that is the way to mental and emotional and spiritual health and peace. And it is the grace that changes the world. Would you please pray with me? Lord of glory, You have bought us with your lifeblood as the price. Never grudging for the lost ones that tremendous sacrifice. Give us faith to trust you boldly, hope to stay our souls on you, but, O best of all your graces, with your love, our love renew. Amen.